Okay. Okay. Now today's daf is daf Tzadik Vavim and Aleph. Everybody, welcome back. Chaksel, I hope everybody had a Chaksel. Again, I think now we get back to what does not end in Talmud Torah Lishma. So we continue for another three blot, and then we get to Arvei Pesachim. First, to finish up other inyanim regarding the Karban Pesach. We're going to start with the last line on Tzadik Hey Amabes. Bo'i Rav Yosef. Bo'i Rav Yosef. The Mishnah here had been discussing a Pesach that's Baba Tuma. What are the halachas of a Pesach that's Baba Tuma? So the Mishnah had said, other tummy people cannot eat from it. Zavin, Zavos, Nidus, and Yolos, it's okay. Zavin and Zavos and others cannot eat from a Pesach Baba Tuma, even though tummy mace people are eating from it. If they do that, maybe they're not have curries. Maybe there's no curries even going into the base of Mikdash. The Gemara quoted a couple of questions from Rav Yosef regarding the status of other halachos regarding a Pesach Baba Tuma. So the last line, Boy Rav Yosef, Dachu Tzmei Mesim Ba'achlu Emure Pesach Baba Tuma Mahu. If the Tzmei Mesim, who have the heter of eating the Basar of the current Pesach, not only ate the Basar, the meat of the current Pesach, which is Tamei, but they also ate the Emurim of the Pesach Baba Tuma, which they're not supposed to eat. Rashi says the Klayos, the Yoseras HaKavid, which are usually Huktar, they're brought on the Mizbeach. So, is there kares by that achila? Usually there is kares by a Pesach HaBa B'tara. But what about a Pesach HaBa B'tuma? Mahu? That's the Gemara. Mi de ishtri tumas basar, ishtri na mi tumas emurin. Do we say that once the tumas basar had the heter, so then the tumas emurin also has the heter, and there's no iser of a tumah? There is, Rashi points out, an iser of zaris. You're eating something that you're not supposed to eat, but at least the tumah aspect of it, there wouldn't be an iser, daraisa. Odilma, my the ishtri, ishtri, my the low ishtri. Or do you say, no, whatever's mutter is mutter, whatever's not mutter. You could say, do you focus on the chepsa of the carbon as the heter? Do you focus on the heter achila of the gavra? And the heter achila of the gavra could be much more limited. The heter achila is only of the basar. Or do you focus on the carbon, the chepsa, and the carbon might be what the carbon is, hutar, it's kibbutz ishtri, ishtri. So Amar Rava, answers the question. Michdi, let's see. Tumas emur mehefe is rabbi, mitumas butter. Says Rava, where's the whole makor? Where's the whole source for tumas emurin, for the iser of eating emurin that are tamei? There's no separate pasuk in the Torah. It's learned out from tumas basar. Tefsiv asher lashem l'rabos esu emurin. It's to include asher lashem, that phrase by tumas basar, by the carbon shlamim, it includes the emurin. So says Rava, kol hecha the isel tumas basar, isel tumas emurin. Kol hecha the lekel tumas basar, lekel tumas emurin. It must be the emurin have the same status as the basar, because that's the whole makor of the Torah for the emurin. So that's why the answer is that there is no, we see the first side of Rav Yosef, and there is no kares when eating that tumah emurin. There's no iser tumah, there's only a tumah zar, there's only an iser zaris. That was the second question, by Rav Yosef. So now we have by Rav Zeira. Final question before the Mishnah: Emure Pesach Mitzrayim Hecha Atirinu. Not Tuma anymore. Now we're getting on to the first carbon Pesach that was brought, which is going to lead us into the next Mishnah. Emure Pesach Mitzrayim. We know the Emurin of every carbon Pesach in history was brought on the Mizbeach. But what about the Emurin, the fats of the first carbon Pesach Mitzrayim, that first night when they went out of Mitzrayim? Hecha Atirinu. Where were they Maktir that those Emurin? So Amar Abaya, Uman Lema Wandulo Shuski Avud. Who says that they didn't make a spitz, they didn't make a roast? Unclear in the Rishonim what exactly that line is meant to tell us. The Be'iri says, who says they didn't make a roast, and they were makter it on a private roast? They didn't have a mizbeach, but they were makter it to Kodesh Baruch Hu on a private roast. That's how the Be'iri quotes this line. Rabbi Chanado though quotes, no, Rabbi Chanado on the fifth to last skinny line, Klobar, Tzlios Laminimach of Achlo. Not that they roasted it and they gave it to the to Gavoah, but no, the Halacha didn't apply in the first Pesach. Who said they didn't roast it and they ate it? There was no did of Emurin. Again, Machlokas, we showed him, how was there a did of Haftaras Emurin by that first carbon? Did it have the regular status of a carbon Pesach or not? V'otanya, then I'll take your question, V'otanya, and also, we learned it in Brisa, V'od HaTaner of Yosef, Gimu Mizbechos HaYusham. There were three, quote-unquote, altars, Mizbechos, there. What were the Mizbechos? What were the Mizbeachs there? Al HaMashkof Yashtei HaBezuzos. On the mashkof, on the lintel on top, and on the two side posts. Meaning the fact that Rav Yosef said there were three mizbechos, and these were the three, it's mashma that there were no other mizbechos. Meaning there was no other mizbech. So again, according to the Rash, according to Rav Yochanan, according to the Be'iri, you have to fit this in. There was no other mizbech, and therefore this was the mizbech. Or there was no other mizbech, and therefore, haraya, this wasn't a regular karban that requires haktaras imurin. And therefore, don't ask me about where the haktaras imurin were at that time. Interesting, Rashi here says, the last Rashi, Gilo mizbechos, Rashi says, Gimo mizbechos, lahaza'as hadam. It sounds like, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Engel points this out in his Gilyon Yashas here, according to Rashi, there was a din mizbeach. There's just two dinim of mizbeach. There's a din mizbeach legabe hazoyas adam. There's a mizbeach regarding sprinkling the blood. There's a mizbeach regarding burning things on the mizbeach. So these the doorposts had the din of mizbeach regarding hazoyas adam. That was what Rashi says. Like Thursday morning, there was a mizbeach. There was a shame. You don't need a what we call a mizbeach. You don't need that for hazas adam. All you need is a makor. That Rosh Baruch Hu tells you to be mazet. So as long as you have that, so that is what you had in Mitzrayim. Yeah. Good question.
I was going to ask Rav Zera's question is not like Rav Yosef's questions from before.
Rav Zera's question is not like Rav Yosef's question. Correct, because Rav Yosef's was about Pesach Haba B'Tumah every year.
No. Rav Zera's question is like this historical curiosity.
Correct. Rav Zera is asking not just historical curiosity or halachically what was the din of that karban. Not just historical what they did, but did that karban. That's going to lead into the next mishnah where we're going to talk about the differences between the Pesach Mitzrayim and the Pesach Doros.
So, what's the question?
No. Okay, we continue with the next Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doros. The previous Mishnah had asked, what's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So now, that was at Tzadik Hei. Now Tzadik Bav, what were the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros? And again, this is not just a historical question. We're trying to understand what was the status of that carbon of the first year. Were there any differences between the first Pesach that they brought in Mitzrayim and the Pesach Doros, which includes the following year, which includes the first year they went out of the Midbar, then they took a break for 40 years, and then they started again after they came to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, a couple of differences. Met Pesach Mitzrayim, mechlu miba'asar. The Pesach Mitzrayim had to be designated on the 10th day of Nisan. It was sacrificed on the 14th day of Nisan, but it had to be designated as the Karban Pesach on the 10th day. Important Rashi. Look at the first Rashi. Mechlu miba'asar. Omer ze l'shem Pesach. Unique halacha. Other karbanos do not require a specific designation 4 days before. This is separate, we're going to get to it in the Gemara. This is separate from the idea of checking a karban 4 days before. That's a separate din. This is a special din by Pesach, saying Zeh L'Shem Pesach 4 days before. The Chazon Ish has a safek whether this is a din of Hakdasha or Hazmana. What exactly is this din? Is this when you're makdish it, when you sanctify it originally, you have to say Zeh L'Shem Pesach? Or no, maybe even before you're makdish it. It's still chulin. But you have to say Zeh L'Shem Pesach. Special din, right? Rashi doesn't give it away. Zeh L'Shem Pesach. That is the din of Mecho Miba'asar. V'ta'on Hazza'a Ba'agudas Ezov. And the first Pesach required dipping. You sprinkle with the Agudas Ezov, with the Ezov branch. And you dip it in and you sprinkle it on the doors. V'ala Mashkov Hashem Zuzos. On the Mashkov, on the lintel on top. And on the two side posts. V'ne'echal Bichi Pazon. And it had to be eaten quickly. That was a separate din of Pesach Mitzrayim, right? We don't have to eat the Karban Pesach every year quickly. And we have to eat it by Chatzos or by the morning, but it doesn't have to be b'chipazon. The last line, the Gemara will talk about what it means. B'layla echad, one night. What does that mean? Pesach, of course, is one night. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. Pesach Doros, no kol shiva. But the Pesach Mitzdoros for generations is no kol shiva. We'll talk about it in the Gemara, what exactly that means. Couple of points on the Mishnah. Oh, I forgot to mention just one thing before the Mishnah. I forgot to mention where the Gemara had the Zera had the Ibaya about how they do the Hakdara in Mitzrayim. So we have the Machlokas, Rach and Meiri. There's a Targum Yonos ben Uziel, which the Rishash quotes here on Amud Beis, where the Pasuk says in Yisro, it says, Atem Yisem Asher Asisil Mitzrayim. Hashem says, you saw what I did in Mitzrayim. Va'esa Eschem al Kanfei Nisharim. I carry you on wings of eagles. Va'avi Eschem Eloi. And I brought you to me. So I brought you to me? What do you mean I brought you to me? So the Pasha says, I brought you to me. I made you my nation. But listen to this, Yonas ben Uziel. What does it mean? I brought you al Kanfei Nisharim. Uta'anis Yaschon al Anonin. I carry you on clouds. Hey, Kaal Gadfei Nishrin. like on wings of eagles, min pilusin, from pilusin, pilusin is Ramses, I brought you, I carried you from Mitzrayim, va'ovelis yaschon, and I brought you, la'asar beis mukdasha, l'me'eved taman pischa. Kodesh Baruch Hu carried us on wings of eagles the night of Pesach. He carried us across the desert up to Har HaMoriah. We brought our current Pesach on Har HaMoriah. And then, Ubahu Leoya, Asevis Yaschon Lipusin. Then that night I also brought you back to Mitzrayim. And then I brought you out of the DTS Mitzrayim. But says the Yoresh Medoziel, because I got for Avias Chen Eloi, I brought you to me. Where's me? Capital M. Where's me? Is in Eretz Yisrael. Where would it be in Har HaMoriah, where the base of Mikdash is? So that's why the Targum Yosef Ben Uziel says, that's what it means, the night of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, I brought you to Eretz Yisrael, I brought you to the base of Mikdash to bring your carbon pass, and I bring you back. So according to him, Rav Yosef, Rav Zera says, according to that Targum Yosef Ben Uziel, there's no kasher here, because they did the Haktara on the Makam HaMikdash, right, in the base of Mikdash. That's what, just forgot to mention that Yonatan Ben Uziel. So where was Moshe? Where was Moshe that night? So, I mean, he maybe went with the rest of the Bnei Yisrael. He went. Oh, so did he get to Eretz Yisrael? He got to Eretz Yisrael l'malam en atchum, right? Maybe Riva didn't take place yet. Okay, so that's just regarding. I forgot to mention that was before the previous Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah mentions a couple of differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Zoros. The first one being that Pesach Mitzrayim had to be designated on the 10th day of Nisan. So, a couple of points regarding that idea. First, we mentioned the Rashi. They have to say Zelushim Pesach. The pashtus of that line, Mechol Mibasar, sounds like it has to be on the 10th day, not before, not after. Right? You can't do it 10 days before, and you cannot do it 3 days before. That's the pashtus. So that's what the Me'iri says. Zeshe bi'arnu shemechol hayim Mibasar, anu regilim lefareish shalola haktim alola acher. It can't be before the 10th day, and it can't be after the 10th day of Nisan. But he says, it'll be komakom b'mechilta, in a medrash he found that maybe it just means not earlier. But it can be later. It just can't be on the 9th. That's too early. It's too far away from the carbon. But if you want to do it on the 10th day, that's okay. B'mechilta shaninu. Ein li'el ba'asar. I only know that the 10th day is good. But you dalid bidayin. How do you know that on the 14th day of Nisan, it would also be okay? So Amar Kavachomer says the Medrash of Kavachomer. Ma'asar she'enu kasher l'shchifta kasher l'lekicha. If the 10th is, you can't shecht it, but you can designate it. So you dalid kasher l'shchifta in addition kasher l'lekicha. So the 14th, which you can do shchifta, surely you should be able to designate, and the Medrash continues with this Kavachomer all the way until the 14th, the 13th, the 12th, the 11th. So it says the Me'iri, Yubitoch Kach, Pirshu Gdoli Kadmonenu, Mechel Miba Asar, Shalola Haktim, Avala Acher Rashon Ad Yudalit. So that's why he says there are some Kadmonenu, some early interpretations that Mechel Miba Asar just means that earlier, but it can be later. But the Me'iri says this is not the Pashas of the Gemara. Most we show him understand Mechel Miba Asar means Dafka Miba Asar. And this Mishnah also is one of the sources, which we know, is the makar for the name Shabbos HaGadol, before Shabbos, the Shabbos before Pesach. A couple of Shabbos throughout the year have special names, Shabbos before Pesach, before Shabbos HaGadol. Why? So, 100 answers given. But what's the earliest, most common answer of the Rishonim? Based on our Mishnah. Says the tour in Siman Taf Lamed. Shabbos Shalvei Shabbos Hagadol Kardos or Shabbos Hagadol. Why is Shabbos Shalvei Pesach called Shabbos Hagadol? V'hatam l'fi shenase bo neis gadol. Because there was a great miracle that happened on that Shabbos. Shepesach Mitzrayim mechol mi ba'asor. Because the Pesach Mitzrayim is designated on the 10th. Kiddich siv ba'asor l'chodesh hazev yichlu lo heb eis selav eisav osel abayis. V'pesach shiasav mi Mitzrayim and the year that Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim was like this year. In terms of the days of the week. They went out on a Thursday night. Went out on a Thursday night. On a Wednesday night. I'm sorry, on a Wednesday night. Wednesday night was the Leil Tezvav. Meaning, work backwards. Shabbos before the Yetzias Mitzrayim was the 10th. So because the 10th day was a great nace that occurred. What was the 10th day? The nace that occurred. That Bnei Yisrael designated their set. The tour continues. V'lachu lahem kol echad selapischo. V'ksharo so bakari bitaso. And I tied it to the edge of my bed. V'sha'alum ha-mitzriyim lamaz alachem. And imagine the Mitzriyim who worship these sheep. They hear these bang. They heard the noise of the sheep tied to the beds of the Jews. And they asked what's going on. And they didn't do anything. V'ashivim l'shachto. We're taking it to shechto l'shem l'pesach. V'hayu shineyem keos. Their teeth were falling out because they were, what's going on? Right, the Hakia Chino, same Russian. Right, so Shidiyam Chaos, they said their teeth were falling out. But why Rashon Lomar Zabar? They didn't say anything. And because of that nace, it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Because it was the 10th day of Nisan, which was the Shabbos before they went out of Mitzrayim. So that's this mission is the source of Shabbos HaGadol. famous question on this tour is, Alex?
Why does Rabbi have to give a speech on Shabbat Gadol?
Why does the okay? That's another question. Why does the Rebbe have to give a speech on Shabbos HaGadol? Good question. Maybe because to give him other reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. But the question is asked. What's the question on this medrash? What's the question? The question is, so why? But the 10th day of Nisan doesn't always fall out on Shabbos. So why is Shabbos the 10th day of Nisan should always be Yom HaGadol? What do you mean Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos HaGadol is only every 4 years. Daka, that year it happened to be on Shabbos. So this is a question again. Many answers given to this. Ask the Beis Yosef already. Yes, Yiptomer Fitam Zeh Havila LeMikri LeKulu Yomi DeMeis LaChodesh. Yom Gadol. So he says maybe the Iker Nes was then, and that was the year. So they did it then. The Drisha quotes the Medrash that maybe the point was once Bnei Yisrael did this, and the Mitzrayim started asking what's going on. They also told him about Makas Bechoros. And Makas Bechoros, the Midrash would say that once the firstborns heard about Makas Bechoros, they started a civil war. Because they believed only Paro's heart was hardened. They wanted to let the Jews go. They didn't want to die. So there was tremendous inner fighting. That's what we say in Shabbos morning davening. L'makei Mitzrayim bivchorehem. They fought in Hodu. We say, who hit Mitzrayim with their own firstborns. Right? So that's Kilo Olam Chasdo. So that whole day's half started on Shabbos also. So maybe that's why we focus on the Shabbos. The Bach also tries to give an answer. He says maybe Shabbos was the one day that we could sit back and think about the godless that's happening. That was our Yom Menucha. So that was the only day that we could think deeply about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing for us. That's why every year it's based on Shabbos. There's different reasons why Shabbos HaGadol, but it's all based on our Mishnah on Mechal Biva Asa. Just to remind you of one more reason, and then we'll move on. I quoted this reason in the Haggadah Shir, in Dayenu. It's the first time I saw this reason, so I wanted to mention it again. That is from the Sefer Yam Simcha, where he quotes, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Because if you think about it, he said, every Shabbos is called Gadol. He's saying, Ritzei, Ki Yom Zeh, Gadol V'Kadoshu L'Fanecha. So every Shabbos is Shabbos Gadol. Why is this one Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos? So he quotes it Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Well, the Aruch Chaim says, that the Gemara Shabbos says that anybody who's Makadish Shabbos becomes a shooter for the Kaddish Baruch with Maisa Bracious. Call him Makadish is a Shabbos, Kilo Nas a shooter for Kaddish Baruch with Maisa Bracious. Nes Aruch Chaim, what's the Pshat? Kaddish Baruch already created the world once. What do you mean I become a shooter by keeping Shabbos? So it says the Aruch Chaim that when a Kaddish Baruch created the world, he did not create it to keep going forever. Every time a Kaddish Baruch originally when he created the world, he created it for 6 days. To last 6 days. And then it was going to be a Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to decide and see if that Shabbos was special enough. Every Shabbos is Mechaya, gives life to the following week. So if there is a Shabbos properly kept, so the following week will exist. If Chas V'Shalom Shabbos will not be properly kept, then there won't be. It's not that the world continues. Every Shabbos determines for the following week. So he says, that's what it means. If somebody keeps Shabbos, people have to shoot up a mice abracious, because every Shabbos determines if the world will keep being existent that week. That's the Shabbos of the Gemara. So now, says the Sefer Yav Simcha, maybe that's why Shabbos in general was called Gadol. Because, why is it called Gadol? Because every Shabbos is Mechai of the week. And it determines if the week is going to continue to exist. That's why every Shabbos is called Gadol. Why is this called Shabbos HaGadol? Because the week, this Shabbos, the Shabbos before Pesach, we're not in Mitzrayim. This was the Shabbos before Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know what's the ultimate purpose of the world and what keeps the world going. As Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the first step to Matan Torah, but Israel accepting the Torah. Yom HaShishi, it says in Parshas Bereishis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masada that only if Israel keep the Torah does the world continue to exist. So this Shabbos, the one before the went out to Mitzrayim, kept the world going for this week, and this week something took place that will keep the world going forever and ever. Because of Kabbalah Sator, which is the ultimate second step of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why this Shabbos called Shabbos HaGadol, because this is the great Shabbos that keeps the world going forever, because it leads up to Kabbalah Sator, not just for the following 6 days. So that's another reason, another time, why it is called Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, but getting back to the Mishnah, Pesach, Mabe Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach Zoros. So one of the differences are Pesach Mitzrayim is designated on the 10th, and it has the sprinklings on the doorposts, and it's eaten Bichipazon. And the Pesach Ladoros is not. And this is the marker for Shabbos HaGadol. One other Ha'ara on the Mishnah that's brought up by the Tosfos Yantif. Where's the Tosfos Yantif? Tosfos Yantif says, why doesn't it list in the Mishnah another difference? That Pesach Doro, it lists things that Pesach Mitzrayim had that Pesach Doro doesn't have. But he says, I'll give you something that Pesach Doros had that Pesach Mitzrayim didn't have. We had a Mishnah earlier in Mitzvahim that spoke about how the Pesach is eaten in three groups. But Israel all split into three groups, and then one of them goes into the Heichal, the other one stays outside. Right? All three groups they're eating. Each one has to have 30. We had that Gemara earlier. So Pesach Mitzrayim didn't have that. Right? So why did the Mishnah list that as a difference? So it says the Tosfos Yatif, I was wondering about this question, and then I found the Yerushalmi. V'ra'isi Yerushalmi, the Perek Tav Benishchat, on the Mishnah that talks about Gibbul Kitos, Yerushalmi says, Shem Reb Yosa, Nitan Koach B'Kolo Shel Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu's voice was very loud, V'hayakolo Mahalech B'Kol Eretz Mitzrayim Mahalech Mem Yom. His voice carried throughout Mitzrayim for 40 days journey. That's how far his voice carried. Umaha Yomer, and what did he say? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need such a loud voice? Because he said the following: Mimakaploni and Makaploni kat achas. Or Mimakaploni and Makaploni kat achas. In other words, Yishami is telling us that even in Mitzrayim, it was split up into three groups. The Alta Thomas says to the Altav, and don't wonder how did Moshe's voice carry so much. Just like we know the dust by Avak, by the kingdom went across the Mitzrayim. So it's not so hard. You know, a dust never travels. A voice does travel. So ma im avak she'en darko lahalik. If my v'hayil avak b'chol eres Mitzrayim, kol she'darko lahalik lo kol she'kein. So says the Tosfos Yatif, that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, because the Yerushalmi says that Moses did, his voice was miraculously loud, and his voice did carry throughout Mitzrayim, and they were split up into three groups even then. Okay, we continue now. Minolon, says the Gemara, how do I know that Pesach Mitzrayim had mechko miba asar, needed a designation of on the 10th day, and not later generations. Tchsiv, as the pasuk says, Dabro kol adas Yisrael imor be'asar lachodesh hazeh v'yikru. On the 10th day of this month, v'yikru, you shall take, you shall designate. So we darsha for the word zeh. Zeh mechko miba asar, ve'in pasach doros mechko miba asar. This one should have the designation on the 10th day, and not for later generations, that doesn't need on the 10th day. So now the Gemara is going to ask about 10 questions of other places in the Parsha where it says the word Zeh, and we're going to ask, why don't you limit this halacha to Pesach Mitzrayim, just like we limited the halacha of designation because of the word Zeh. Elameata, v'hoya lachem l'mishmeres, but it says, this shall be for you, a mishmeres, a law, ad arba'as or yom lachodesh hazeh, but it said, this shall be a law for you until the 14th day lachodesh hazeh, this month, a hachanami, why don't you darshan, zeh ta'un biker dalad yamim kodim shchita v'ein acher ta'un biker. So here's another word, Zeh, which is a limit. So why don't you darshan that only Pesach Mitzrayim requires checking for 4 days before your makrif a karban, and not later karbanos. If you have the word Zeh here, so why don't you darshan another difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros, that only Pesach Mitzrayim would require Bikur Dal Yamim, but not any other karban, and that's not true, because Vahatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ben Bagbag Omer, of Pirkei Avos fame, Ben Vagbag Omer, Minayim L'Tamid, Shaton Biker Dal Yamim Kodem Shechita. We know that the Karban Tamid requires 4 days of checking before it is brought. Shenemar Tishmeru Lakruv Libamoado. And it says in the Parshas HaTamid, you shall guard it to be makrevit in its time. Ula Halanu Omer, and it says by Karban Pesach, V'haylechem L'mishmeres Araba Asar. We have a Gzera Shava, Tishmeru and Mishmeres. So you see, it's not limited to Pesach Mitzrayim. So why? What about that word Zeh? Isn't that word Zeh coming to limit a certain halacha? Question mark. So the answer is the Gemara. No, shiny hasam dichsiv tishmeru. Don't ask me if that's a special gzera shava. You're right. You might have been mashma for the word Zeh to be mema'i something, which we're going to have to be mema'i something in a minute. But because the gzera shava overrides. And by the way, says the Gemara, don't think this is just a special din by Pesach Mitzrayim and Karban Tamid. It also applies by every Pesach. U'Pesach Doros Nami Haksiv. By every Pesach, you need the requirements of Dalid Yamim. Haksiv, it says, V'Avata es ha'avoda hazos v'chodesh hazeh. You shall do this avoda in this month. And we have a drasha. Sh'yikol avodos chodesh zeh hazeh. All the avodos of this month in all the years in history should be the same. So therefore you learn out parallels to from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doros. So Ela Hahu Hazeh. So what do you do with that Hazeh though? So we say, so it's not to exclude Bikur Dal Yamim. So it's Lemu'ute Pesach Sheni Dechvasei. So it's to exclude Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni does not require Bikur Dalid Yamim. That's what, if you're in the Pesach world, that's what is excluded.
So not every carbon needs Birkat
HaLevi. It sounds like from this Gemara, not every carbon requires Tamid and Pesach. Correct, Tamid and Pesach. There is a machlokes, a couple of points on this. There is a machlokes, it seems to be a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. What does it mean, Dalad Yamin? So if you look at Rashi, the first Rashi on the Mishnah, on the Gemara, Rashi says, L'mishmeres, Bikur, Shelo Yehei Bomum, Mevakrin Oso, Kol Arba'a. Sounds like from Rashi, you have to check in each day of the 4 days. That's the impression you get from Rashi. You have to check in for 4 days to make sure there's no mum. Look at the Rambam, it doesn't seem so clear that that's true. The Rambam says in Tzvidin Musafin, Aleph Tes, it has to be ready 4 days before it's ha'achokrav. Even though they checked it at the beginning, lohayu shoftin es atamid ad mevakrin oso shnia kodem shchita. They weren't makriv it again until they checked it a second time before shchita, la'ar ha'avukos, right by the light of the torches, because they did it very early in the morning. So it's not like for the rabbin, they didn't check it every day. They checked it once at the beginning of the 4 days and once at the end of the 4 days. Either way, that's about seems to be about focus between Rashi and the Rambam. This is also, if you remember, from Slichas time, this is one of the two reasons that the post can give why we say Slichas for at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Ramah quotes, it's in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, that the Minag is, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, to say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, so if you got to eat your kidney the past week, you got to say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's how it works. Right, you got some easier parts of the year and some more difficult parts of the year. So says the Ramah, though, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, that our Minag is to say it for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why 4 days? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from earlier poskim, two reasons. Number one is that people used to, the early people, they used to fast and do tshuva for 10 days before Yom Kippur. And you can't, there are 4 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that you're not allowed to fast. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur. So to make up those 4 days, you add on 4 days of tshuva and fasting before Rosh Hashanah, which is the 4 days of sleepless. That's one reason we have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. And we always want to start on the same day of the week. That's why we always start on a Motzei Shabbos. But we need at least 4 days of sleepless. But the second reason the Mishnah Berurah quotes is in Tav Kuf Pe'al Vav, Va'od Tam Shekhava Bar Yamim, Shekhem Atzinu Bekarbanos, Shetunim Bikar Mimum, Arba Yomim, Kozum Makrava. Right, you need 4 days. And just like we're going to be mocked to ourselves on Rosh Hashanah as the Akedah, so just like that, B'chor HaKabonot, B'rashas Bidchas, V'ikraftim Ola. Rosh Hashanah, Tzivah Tzizim Ola. V'lamei Shev Rosh Hashanah, Yasa Adam Atzmo, Ki'ilu Makriv Ez Atzmo. And that's why, V'chein Kavu, Arvo Yamim, L'vakar Kol Mumei Chatoso, V'washuv Aleim. Right, do tshuva for 4 days to check our own blemishes, our own woman. Again, Mr. Brewer and the Post, they seem to generalize it. From our Gemara, it seems like just Karvit Tamid and Pesach. Okay, name of Ben Bagbag. It's always interesting whenever Ben Bagbag comes up. What is that a real name? Is that there's some person that say Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey Hey were really the same person? Because right, Bagbag, Bez, and Gimel is Gamashia Hey, so Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey really is the same person. Just on the Mishnah, you have this two different names, one after another. But there's a Tosfos in Chagiga. Tosfos in Chagiga says that maybe this person, Ben Bagbag or Ben Hey Hey, Chagiga Tesim Bez, maybe he was a Ger. He was a Ger. And this is his nickname, because Ben, the son of Bag, or son of Hay, is the son of Hay, or Bag is Gematria, Hay, the son of Abram and Sarah, who each had a Hay added onto their name. Abraham and Sarah. So Ben Bagba, just like we say, we call up a Ger, we want to get an Aliyah, Ben Abraham. So too, that's why he's called Ben Bagbag and Ben Hay, because he was a Ger. And says Tosvos, Yeshu Varshim Sheger Haya, Bahainu Ben Abraham, the Sarah, the Tos of Hay, Bishman, Bechain Ben Bechain Bagbag, the Kula Hagamara, Ola Hay. Right, the gematria is equals hey. Okay, one more ha'ara, and then we'll move on. It's an Omen Aleph heavy gemara. Don't worry. There's the Magalis Hashas. He asks if this is true that it's Bikur Mi Dal Yamin is only by a carbon tamid and by Pesach. So what's why? Why only Bikur Dal Yamin there? So he quotes from one of the Rebbes. Quotes from Rav Shmuel Arya Leib Abezin Bialop. So he said the Ishloma Pia Noda. What's known? Asur lasas abadosu b'kodesh k'mitzvahs anashim ulumado. We can't do things by rote in Yadus. We always have to be excited about things. Asher anochi b'savcha hayom, kilu nitna hayom. Every day of dachyomi has to be brachas d'abeis. You know, everything has to be exciting. Everything has to be, with excitement and with islavas. The most dangerous areas that we can lose our excitement are the things that always occur. Right, the things that we say every day is the most. If we would say b'hu rachum only on Hashanah Yom Kippur, it would mean a lot more to us. No, we can't, because that's part of tefillah. We want to say it every day. So we have to work ourselves to appreciate it every Monday and Thursday. But the thing that we do every day is the most difficult. So says Shmuel Aryeh Leib, maybe that's why dafka by the carbon tamid, which is always brought twice a day, the most common carbon, we have to prepare for that. We have to prepare for that for 4 days because you have to make sure you do it with the proper kavanah, you have to do it with the same excitement. That's why Dafka Tamid requires these hachanas, because you have to be excited and get into the carbon Tamid. And also by Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim also you need it because it was the first time it was ever brought. That you have to learn about it. You have to realize what the special quality of it. Pesach Doros, okay, you learn that for Pesach Mitzrayim. Because of the dimyon. But really the ikar is the carbon Tamid and the first Pesach. So maybe the reason is because of this Musar idea. Okay, continues the Gemara. Elameata we're up to. So remember, the Gemara had said, you learn out from the word Zeh to limit Mechel Miba Asar to Pesach Mitzrayim. So Elameata the Tzib Achlas HaBasar B'Layla HaZeh. But it also says you have to eat the Basar on this night. Hachanami de Zeh Necha B'Layla Bein Hachan Necha B'Layla. Is this to teach me that only Pesach Mitzrayim is eaten this night, but other years is not eaten this night? Again, the word Zeh. No, we learned that earlier, three lines up, that all the Avodas of this month are the same. So Ela Zeh La Melisa, what's the Zeh excluding? But Azariah of Rabbi Akiva has come to exclude a drasha that we had way back in Brachas Tapes, Machlokes Wazir Zion Rabbi Akiva, in the sugya of when you can eat the Karim Pesach until Chatzos or until the morning. They used this word Zeh to teach me something else. So that's why it's taken care of. Ela Me'atza Dichziv, it says V'chol Orel Lo Yochal Bo. And Arel is not allowed to eat from it, from the carbon Pesach. Hachanami, should we also make a drasha? Debo eno ne'achal, only from it. Pesach Mitzrayim, he cannot eat from. Aval ochal Pesach ledoros, but an Arel can't eat from Pesach ledoros. Should you say that? So we say, no, Amar Krav Yavata. No, we say you can't say that, because again, it says Yavata, all the Avodos of this month have to be the same. Elo bo lamali, so what do you use to darshan for the word bo? The following, bo eno ne'achal. An Arel cannot eat from this carbon, avahu ocho matzah umarer, but he's allowed to eat matzah and marer, or maybe he has to eat. Two different days in the Meir here. Does he can eat or he has to eat? He's a chiyuv to eat matzah and marer. Okay, what's the issue? The issue is that hopefully we're going to discuss more in Arvei Pesachim. How independent are the mitzvahs, is marer especially, but when there is a Pesach, how independent are these mitzvahs? Pesach, matzah, and marer. Are they one, are they counted separately in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? Do they form a unit when they're all, obviously we don't have a Karim Pesach today, but how much, when we say Al-Makiz Romeo Kluhu, do they have independent significance? That's this Gemara, where the Arel is not allowed to eat the Karim Pesach, but he still can or has to eat Matzah and Mar. Okay, that's an issue hopefully that we will come back to. And again, remember what the definition of an Arel is. We've had this Machlokas many times. Machlokas being Rov Rishonim, Rashi in the lead. Rashi here says it again. Okay, every sugya Rashi says it. Arel, Mesu Echav Machlas Mila. An Arel in all these discussions, according to Rashi and Rov Rishonim, is somebody who has hemophilia in the family, and Rachman al-San, he can't get a Mila, because there's a Sakhani he's going to bleed to death. So that person is called an Arel. It's tragic, but he can do most mitzvahs. He just can't eat the current Pesach. He can't eat Truma. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Chagiga and in Yavamas, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, if somebody's brothers dies from Mila, and halachically he's not allowed to get a Mila, he's not called an Arel. There's a hafkas shame Arel if a person is not allowed to get a Mila. So that's why, according to him, this means somebody who's just scared about getting a Mila. Whenever it says Arel, when it says Arel in the Torah, it's Bachokas, but it didn't Araisa, it means somebody who's scared who just doesn't want to get a Abris. That's Arel. Elameyato, let's continue now. Call Ben Nechar lo yochal bo. The pasuk also says a stranger, a Ben Nechar. Rashi says this means a mumar, somebody who has his actions are strange to Hashem, a heretic. So Achanami, it says he can't eat from it. Should we have the drasha the boin on Nechar v'lochal lo Pesach l'doros? He can't eat from it, but he can't eat from Pesach l'doros. Should we make that drasha? So Amar Krav Yavata. Again, we say no. It says Yavata. See, so we have to compare all the avodos of all the years of the carbon. Ella bo lo melisa. What do we exclude from the word bo? So bo habarazas poselas veidamarazas poselas v'truba. He's excluded. A ben nechar cannot eat carbon pesach. That's a defining part of yahadus. But he's allowed to eat truma, even though he's an aret, even though he's a ben nechar, he's a mumar kohen. Still, he's allowed to eat truma. The Gemara, just by the way, says, this is the mitzvah of Arel, this is the mitzvah of Ben Nechar. The Pasuk has to exclude Arel and Ben Nechar from eating the Karim Pesach. Dikas Rechbana Arel, if it would have only said Arel, Mishum de Ma'is. Because an Arel has something physically disgusting about him. So you would have thought only that type of mum is is cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. Abba ben Nechar lo ma'aseh malo, but a ben Nechar, so physically, okay, his actions are bad, but he doesn't have anything specifically on him, so tzricha, that's why the Pesach also has to say ben Nechar. V'yesh ben Nechar, if you were to say the opposite, v'shut ein libo l'shamayim, you would have said just the opposite, a ben Nechar, who's a mumar, he's a kofer, so that's why he can't participate. Abba l'arba l'libo l'shamayim malo tzricha, that's why the Torah has to say Ariel and ben Nechar are both excluded. Ela me'ata, back to the other discussion.
Like, so where did
he leave
Shemayim? Sounds like he's
like, not
by choice.
Right. Sounds like not 100 mukhrah, but it sounds like Rashi. In the Bila Shemayim. In the Bila Shemayim. I mean, a person who's scared also might be called Libel Shemayim. You know, he's not doing it on purpose. So it's not 100% proof. Ela me'ata, continuing the drasha, Toshav v'sachar liyochavav, Atoshav v'sachar, different types of Jewish servants, Jewish slaves, cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. Hakanami zeboyna hu inonechal aval ochul b'pesach tor. Should we say that bo, only the first one they cannot eat from, but they can eat from later ones? Amar krov yavata. Again, no, the pasuk says yavata, meaning all the services of this month should be the same. Ela bo lamali. So what does the bo teach me over there? Same thing as before. Bo hamar zas boselas, bein hamar zas boselas b'truma. Toshav v'sachar are allowed to eat truma. Ela me'ata umalta oso az yochal bo. The pasuk also says that only if my sons and my avadim have a bris milah, can I then eat my Korban Pesach? If they're arelim, I can't eat from it. So should we make the same drasha? Bo hachanami deboino nechal ava ocha pesach doru. Should I make the drasha that only that year did that halacha apply, but pesach doru it does not? Amar krav yavata. Again, it says yavata, so I say no, all the years are similar. Ela bo lam, at least, what does the bo exclude? Bo bilas zacharav va'avad v'akemes, v'ein bilas zacharav va'avad v'akemes b'truma. Only, it's not to contrast the first Pesach to other Pesachim, but it's a contrast Pesach to Truma. And by Truma, one is allowed to, even if their sons or their servants do not have Mila, one is allowed to eat the Truma. El Me'ata, final, last one, Dechsiv, the Esen Lo Yishbruvo. It says you cannot break the bones of the Pesach. Hachanami, should we darsh it, the boy, or shover, or shover, Pesach, or should I say, only it, you cannot break bones, but you can break the bones of later Pesachim. Amar Krav Yavata, no. El Abo Lomali. So what did the Bo teach me? We had this before, on Daf, when we had this before, Daf Ayin, Bo, Bekasher, Bo, Bepasel. Right, no, Bo is to teach you that the Isser, breaking the bones, only applies to Kasher, Tahor, Karmet Pesach, and not Pasel ones. El Me'ata, this is the last one. V'chsev, atach meno no. You shall not eat from it, semi-raw. Mimenu yata ochel, avata ochel no, the Pesach Doros. You can't eat from it, semi-raw, but you can eat Pesach Doros, semi-raw. So, amakar v'yavata. Again, no, it says v'yavata, meaning you compare all the avodos of this month. Ella, mimeno lamali. So what do you use mimeno for? Look at the Rabbah Amar Rav Yitzchak. For Rabbah Amar Rav Yitzchak, what's that? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos. It's a law about comparing Pesach to Meiser. But nothing to do with contrasting Pesach Besharim to Pesach Doros. Okay, so that's why the Gemara Lubaskana only has a few differences between Pesach Besharim and Pesach Doros, but almost all other halachos are the same. Okay, two dots. Benechal b'chipazo. The Mishnah had said the first Pesach was eaten b'chipazon minalon. The Amar Krav achaltem oso b'chipazon. Oso nechal b'chipazon. Vein acher nechal b'chipazon. So that oso we do darshin. That oso we darshin that only that one had to be eaten b'chipazon and not others. Again, most drasha and Moser has been written about this halacha about eating a b'chipazon, but we'll just leave it for now. Yeah.
B'chipazon didn't happen until the next day.
If he puzzled, didn't happen until the next day.
At night, they ate a state of normal, and then in the morning, Paro threw them out.
Well, the question is exactly when did Vehiba Chatsiya Laila, when Paro got up and started to throw them out. The question is what exactly that was. Right, we spoke in the past, there's the Meseches Smachas, the beginning of Meseches Smachas, has a brisa on top, which has a stira, did they go out in the Chatzos, did they go out in the morning, maybe they were ghosts in all the Bechorim, were ghosts in until the morning, so not 100% clear when they went out. But a few years, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Hashem was like, Adol Drasha, about the Seder is a Suda of Tikva, a Suda of Hope. So I think I don't remember who it was, I think it was the Drasha Satzlach, who quoted this question. He said, why the halacha is they had to eat their Korban Pesach that night with their money belts on and their knapsacks on. They weren't going out yet. What are they doing? No, but they had hope that they were going to go. They didn't go out yet. They've been sitting here for 210 years. They weren't free yet, but they had to eat it like this to demonstrate that they believed and they knew that we're going out. And they had to eat it quickly because they knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to redeem them very soon. So even if they weren't going out then, that might be the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed them. Got to check. Have to check the notes. Right, David will check for us. Okay, you don't have to check now, it's okay. Pesach Doros, Doi Kol Shiva. The last line of the Mishnah had said that Pesach Zoros is noeg all 7 days, that the Pesach Mitzrayim was noeg one night, and Pesach Zoros all 7 days. So ask the Gemara, Amai. So what is this, Amai Koi, what is this going on? Ilema Pesach, is this going on the Pesach? Pesach Hashem Mi'ika? What do you mean Pesach? You can't go to Pesach all 7 days. What does it mean Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Zoros was for 7 days? What's it talking about? Ella, Achametz, it must be talking about the halach of Chametz. That Pesach Mitzrayim, Michlab, Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad Vesulo, Pesach Mitzrayim had an Isser of Chametz one night, and for Doros, we have the Isser of Chametz for 7 days. That's what it means. But Tanya, but that's not true. Because Pesach Mitzrayim didn't only have it for the first night. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omi Minayla, Pesach Mitzrayim, She'en Chibutsu Noeg, Ella Yom Echad, Tamalam, it was the whole first day they had an Isser of Chametz. Tamalam, Lo Yechel Chametz, the Samach Lai Hayom, Atev Yosim, right? Based on that Smichos Apsukim, we learn out that in Pesach Mitzrayim, they had an Isser of Chametz for one full day. Ella Hafi Kamar, so this is what it means. Laila Echad, you have, it's, the Mishnah is a Chisur Mechzer, you're missing a line. Really, when it says Laila Echad, it means, the Isser Chametz was for one night in Mitzrayim, but who was in Pesach Doros? And Pesach Doros also has the Isser Chametz for that first night. And how long does it last? The Chimutzo Kol Hayom, and that Isser Chametz continues for the entire first day by Pesach Mitzrayim, or Pesach Doros, now we call Shiva, and Pesach Doros now continues for 7 days. So you add in the line, but the last line is referring to Isser Chametz. Okay. Next mission is about Temura. Temura is a mitzvah at the end of Parshas V'Chukosai. It's an avera and a mitzvah. There's a halacha that if I have a carbon and I try to substitute that carbon with a different carbon, I have a carbon shlamim, and I say, you know what? I don't want that to be a shlamim. I want to keep that animal. I want this to be a carbon shlamim. I want this to be a carbon chatas. I switch. You know, so there's an avera to do that, A, and B, there's a mitzvah. I mean, you don't have a choice in it, but if you try to do that, then they're both carbonas. They're both carbonas. If you try to switch, that's the halacha of Temura and Memer. It's an Aveira and it's a mitzvah. There's enough time today. We'll read the Sefer HaKhidah tomorrow about the Tam HaMitzvah, nice ideas behind the mitzvah of Temura. But that's the halacha of Temura. So says the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says, Shamati Shetubur's Pesach Kareva, Tubur's Pesach Eda Kareva, Ve'enli Lefarish. I heard, says Rabbi Yoshua, that the Temura of a carbon Pesach is hukrav. You actually bring that carbon as a carbon shlamim, which is what Pesach turns into, as we mentioned. And I've heard that some of them you're not allowed to bring as a carbon shlamim. You have to let it go in the field until it gets a mum. You sell it and you bring that money for the carbon shlamim. So I don't remember, though, which one is actually brought as a shlamim and which one you have to wait till it gets a mum and you bring that as, and you bring with the money a shlamim. I don't understand. I don't remember. So I saw some of the Mefarshim quote that in the Yerushalmi in Yevamos, it says that Rabbi Yeshua, his mother brought him to the Beis Medrash in his crib. When he was a baby, this crib, he brought it to the Beis Medrash. They say that's why he didn't know he done the Ve'enli Lefarish, because he heard it when he was a very young child. So he didn't know that he heard these lines, crave any crave of, he didn't understand, he couldn't explain it. That's why our doctor of Yeshua says this. So Rabbi Akiva Ani Afarish, Rabbi Akiva says, oh, I know, I can explain when it is actually Hokrab and when it is not. HaPesach, Shinim Tzakot, it's called HaPesach, Yira. If you have a Karat Pesach, and let's say you lost it, so you're Maktish another one, and then you find the first one before you shecht your regular one. So now you have two carbon Pesachs in front of you. And you're only going to choose one. So when you choose one, the other one, you are being madche b'yadayim. It's staring at you in the face, and now it is being labeled as a quote-unquote dachui carbon. You have pushed it aside because it's standing here and you're not using it. So in that case, HaPesach, Shedim Tzakot, Shkidim Tzakot, HaPesach that's found before the Shechita, Yira Achi, so that's the carbon. You can't be makdish that, makrib that one, because that one was Nitzche. That's called Nireh bin Nitzche, as we've had before once. It was Ra'ui, and now you've pushed it away. So you have to wait till it gets a mum, be Yimacher, and sell the mut, and sell the animal, be Avi Bedam of Shlamim. And you could bring mud, with that money of Shlamim, V'chei Temuraso, also the Temura of that carbon. Achar, Shkidim Tzakot, but let's say you have carbon Pesach A. And you lost it. Then you get a Karan Pesach B. And you shech Karan Pesach B. And then you find Karan Pesach A. So then Karan Pesach A, it wasn't Nitzche. It wasn't staring at you in the face when you shechted your carbon. So that's why there's nothing wrong with it. And Karan Shlamim in itself could be a sacrifice of the Shlamim, the Chet Tiburaso, and also its Temura. Ask the Gemara, Lema Pesach Karan Pesach Eina Karab, why is the Mishnah bringing in the whole issue of Temura? Just say the main halacha. Why didn't he ask? I know one Pesach is Karab, one Pesach is not Karab. What do you mean Temura is Pesach? That's a separate din. So Mar says, no. Hakamashla deikat the rest of Pesach lokreba is to teach me the halacha that the tzmur of a carbon Pesach has the same halacha as a Pesach that's not kara. To teach me the halacha that tzmura follows its karma. Itmar. Gemara says, Rabba Amar, Rabba Kodesh, Rabba Nebzera. Rabba says, like we had in our Mishnah, Kodim Shchita La'achar Shchita Shaninu. The difference between what's Nidcheh and what's not is if you found it before and after the Shchita, as the Mishnah said. Rabzera Amar, no. Rabzera says, no. Kodim Chatzosu La'achar Chatzos Shaninu. It doesn't go by the Shchita, it goes by the time that you found it. If you found the Karban before Chatzos, meaning before the time of Shechti the Karban came about, that's called Nira Benitzcha, and that carbon will have to find find the mum and sell it. But if it's found after Chatzos, your first carbon, even if you didn't shecht your other carbon yet, that's not called Nira Benitzcha, because at the moment that the Zman of the Shita started, it was not here, and therefore, that wouldn't be pushed aside. Ulu Rav Zera, Haftani, Kodim Shchita Sapesach. I, according to Rav Zera, it says in the Mishnah, Kodim Shchita. So, Eima, Kodim Zman Shchita Sapesach. So, change it, it should be say, Kodim the Zman of the Shchita. Kitanoi, and this Machlokas, Rav and Rav Zera, is a Machlokas Tanoim. Hapesach Shchita Kodim Shchita Yireh. The Pesach that's found before Shchita has to be shepherded and grazed until it gets in Mum. Yachar Shchita Yikra. But if it's found after Shchita, then it can be Machabit, like Rabba. Rav Elazar Omer, Kodim Chatzos Yireh, Laachar Chatzos Yikra. So, it's a machlokas to Amorim, is a machlokas to Tanah. Two or three more lines. Achadil the Pesach Yavi Shlamim, Omar Rabba. Rabba says, Lo Shana, when the Mishnah, Rabba's going on the, we have two versions of Rabba. We're going to do the first one today. Rabba says, when the Mishnah says that if you find the current Pesach after the Shchita, you have to bring it, you're allowed to bring it itself as a Shlamim. Lo Shana, El Shaninsa Achar Shchita, the Hemerbo Achar Shchita. That's only if, again, you have current Pesach A. You lost it. You find current, so you're Bakdish current Pesach B. You shech current Pesach B. Then you find current Pesach A. So that's where the current Pesach A can be brought itself. But says Rabba, Abol Nimsa Kodem Shchita, the Hamer Bo Achar Shchita. But if you find a carbon Pesach, you find the original one before you shecht the second one, but you don't do the Temura until after the Shchita. So then, Temurasa Mikoach Kedusha Dechuya Kaasu Velo Karva. Even though the Temura took place after the Shchita, but because the Temura animal always exactly mirrors the original animal, so just like the original animal was found before the Shchita, and therefore it itself cannot be sacrificed, so too the Temura animal cannot be sacrificed, because the Temura animal always parallels the original Hakdasha animal. So again, in a case, says Rabba, where you found the original animal before Shchita, so therefore, this original animal is nidche, and it cannot be sacrificed. Even if you only do the tzmura, you only try to substitute after the shchita. So you should say, this tzmura animal was never nidche. Still, because the original animal was nirev nidche, so to the tzmura animal is going to mirror it.
What is the nirev nidche? A pesach or a shlamim?
He was aimer another animal. Tzmura just means this animal should be like this animal. So you have your animal that has been nitcheh, and this animal should be like this animal, so the tour animal can never be stronger than the original animal. So that is the first day of Rabba. We'll stop here, because just another one point. This ace fate goes down to the whole next question before we get to the second version. Okay, so we'll stop here, but we will continue to do tomorrow. Teishim is Zechen Ishmas. Yosef et Tzvi. Well, she meant to me.